बहन पार्वती देवी आस्ट महादेव हर हस्बैंड आई एम वर्शिपिंग यू बट ऑल नॉट नॉट वर्शिपिंग यू सम आर वर्शिपिंग ब्रह्मा अदर डेमिगॉड्स एंड ऑल्सो विष्णु Now I am at a loss to understand which worship is the highest. Kindly please tell me. The Mahadev, in our consideration, also Vaishnava consideration, those who are Rakshasas, they worship Mahadev and also Durga. But we worship Mahadev as Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam Jathasambhu. There is one Sat Sampradaya, Vishnu Sami Sampradaya. Their original guru is Mahadev. Mahadev will speak the truth. Whether anybody likes it or not. He said, Aradharan Sarveshan, Vishnu Aradharan Param. Of all worship of all, there may be many objects of worship, including Brahma and others. But the highest worship is the worship of Vishnu. It's the complete reality. Vishnu Aradharam Param, the highest. When Parvati heard this from her guru or from her husband, whatever you say, then she was puzzled. I am worshipping Mahadev. Mahadev himself is saying, worship of Vishnu is the highest. Then, if anybody hears this, his mind will be attracted towards that. Whether I have committed a mistake. She was puzzled. Again she asked, is there no worship higher than worship of Vishnu? It is the highest. Yes, there is another worship. Higher than Vishnu. What is that? Tasmat Parataram Devi Todhyanam Samarchanam. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari is transcendental. Because he is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Our this body is temporary, transitory. All the sense organs are transitory. By these transitory sense organs, how we can see the eternal truth? This body is perishable. If the body is perishable, all the sense organs will be perished. At the death of the body, even during the lifetime of the body, sometimes many persons lost their eyesight. So, whatever we see by these material sense organs, in this material ego, non-eternal ego, everything we see non-eternal. If they are very eternal, there should be beyond the comprehension of the material sense organs, mind and intellect. Subtle and gross sense organs. Beyond. It is called Tat. Tat means that. Beyond the comprehension of material sense organs, beyond the comprehension of mind and intellect, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna himself has said, mind and intellect also is the outcome of the opera potency, not para potency. Parabin superior or Parabin not superior. That is inferior material energy. Bhumi rapunalo bayu khangmara buddhirvasa ahankaritiyam me bhinna prakitavasada aparayam. This earth, water, fire, air, sky. Why did this physical body is prepared, is the by these five elements, this body has been prepared. But this body consists of these five elements. But there is one subtle body within this, mind, intelligence, and not real ego. Perverted ego. That is also outcome of operapotency, material energy. Supreme Lord, if He is eternal entity, He cannot be comprehended by this sense of subtle or gross. He must be beyond that. But there is Tat, Hariyong Tat Sat, that which is beyond the comprehension, that which is transcendental, that transcendental reality is eternal reality, and that is eternal must be transcendental. Cannot be comprehended by even intelligence, mental capacity, or sense organs. So, the service of Vishnu Bhakta, devotees of Vishnu, is more than the service of Vishnu. Higher than Vishnu. Then, when she heard this, then Parvati Devi was satisfied. I am serving Vaishnava. Vaishnavaram Yathasambhu.